It's time now for Bible Talk. Join our hosts, Gary Gibbs and John Bradshaw, speakers for the Amazing Facts Ministry, as they now open the Bible and discuss themes that affect your life today. Stay tuned, because the next 15 minutes will deepen your understanding of God's Word.
Hi, and welcome to Bible Talk. I'm John Bradshaw. With me is Gary Gibbs. Hi, Gary.
John, how are you doing today?
I tell you what, I'm well and I'm excited because today we've got a great subject. This is the subject when it comes to Bible prophecy everybody's asking about, wondering about, and many people are commenting about. Today we're going to talk about the mark of the beast.
Well, that ought to make a few people perk up and listen and turn the radio up and plan to stay tuned and listen to the whole program.
It's a solemn subject. As far as we can understand from the Bible, well, this is the truth. You receive the mark of the beast. There's no hope that a person can be saved. So obviously, this mark of the beast represents a break in the relationship and an irretrievable break in the relationship with Jesus Christ.
In fact, I believe it does. But you know what? I'd like to talk about what I hear all the time, John. You pick up a Christian book, you turn on a Christian program, and there's one thing that no matter what denominational background you have, no matter what Bible college you went to, everybody agrees the mark of the beast is 666. Tattooed in your head, maybe tattooed in your hand, but it's 666. Now, how are we going to spend a whole 15 minutes in this program talking about anything more than that, John? That's it, isn't it?
According to many people, it is, Gary. I just talked to a fellow a couple of days ago, and he said to me, "Now, John, I've read in my Bible that the mark of the beast is 666, and that the Antichrist is going to have three sixes tattooed right there on the top of his head."
Which Bible is he using, John?
Well, I asked him if we could find that in the Bible, and then he admitted after a while, well, the truth of the matter is I haven't actually read that in the Bible, but I've read it in a lot of books, I've heard it on television, I've heard it from pulpits. He had to concede the Bible doesn't say it, but everybody believes it anyhow.
You know what's happened? I really believe this, because people aren't following the Bible anymore. What they're doing is they're following the popular movies and the popular books. And when these writers do these things, they have to sensationalize it a bit and make it a little Hollywood. And they come up with this creative license, if you will, if you want to be kind about it. But it's not in the Scripture.
I think it's important to stress that a Christian is a follower of Christ, and a Christian is a follower of the Christian Scriptures, the Bible. And today there's so much out there in terms of, be it radio, present company excluded, of course, television, best-selling books, movies. It's as though you hardly even need to read your own Bible anymore, because so many people are just spoon-feeding you, telling you what you're to think.
Well, let's tell the people what the Word says. Let me just read the Bible text to you, John. It is 666. The mark of the beast is. Everybody listening to me knows that, but I keep hearing this doubt in your voice. But let me just read you what the Bible says.
Yeah, you better read me what the Bible says, because if you can prove to me from the Bible that the mark of the beast is 666, I'll eat my hat.
Well, I'm going to do it. Here it is. Revelation chapter 13. The last three verses, verses 16 through 18.
Make it good, Gary.
"And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads."
Okay.
There's your mark.
All right.
"That no man might buy or sell except he had had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name."
Okay, now.
Here it comes.
Here it is.
"Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Right. So just as you read, the mark of the beast is not 666. According to the Bible, that's the number of the beast.
What do you mean?
It says it right there. It is the number of a man. His number is 666.
Yeah, but that's the number he's imprinting on everybody, and that's probably the number he's got tattooed in the back of his head if you'd part his hair.
Now, I know that that's what many people are saying, but it isn't what John the Revelator said when he wrote this down a couple of thousand years ago on that little island in the Aegean Sea. Nowhere do you read in the Bible that 666 will be tattooed anywhere on anyone. Nowhere does the Bible say that it's the mark of anyone at all. It is the number of a man. His number is 666. Now, it does say that without the mark, people won't be able to buy and sell, but it doesn't say the mark is 666. You've got two distinct, clearly different issues right here in this passage of Scripture.
if it's not 666, then what is he tattooing in the head? Because the mark, it says right there, it says, where is it? Verse 16, it says they have to have a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. So what's it going to be if it's not 666 tattooed in the forehead?
Well, you don't actually read anything about a tattoo in the Bible either. But let's talk about this business of having it in the forehead or in the right hand. Now, when we get down
Wait a minute. What do you mean you don't see a tattoo? That's what it says right there.
Yeah, it says...
Every Christian person believes that, and that's the way it's preached.
Well, it's the way it's preached. But I know that there are multitudes listening today who say, no, wait a minute, I don't believe that, because it isn't what the Bible says. It says...
Well, if they're like that, they need to call our number that you're going to give at the end of the program, because I'd like to hear from them.
Absolutely. They will. And I believe after today's topic, a lot of people will be calling in, getting the Bible study material. Friend, be sure you do that and hear that number and make that call. It says he causes people to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. You see, down here at the close of time, let's even push it on a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two powers in the book of Revelation. You have the beast,
mm-hmm,
and you have the lamb. Now, okay, we know that the lamb is Jesus. The beast is a counterfeit Christ or a counterfeit Christianity, a counterfeit seeking to take the place of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So ultimately, people are going to be saved or lost. Some will receive the mark of the beast and be lost. Some will receive the seal of God. Different, but very much a related subject. And they'll certainly be saved. Now, there will be those who make a decision in their minds to follow the beast. And there will be those who make a decision in their mind that they're not going to follow the beast. Those you see in your forehead. Now, if you're like most people, right behind your forehead, there's an organ known as your brain. And the part of your brain right behind your forehead is your frontal lobe. Now, this, mm-hmm, is good, solid science here.
Mm-hmm.
And the frontal lobe, I'm just going to use the biblical description, your forehead, that's where your decisions are made. It's where your reason, it's the seat of the intellect, the judgment, and the will, the, mm-hmm, frontal lobe of the brain right behind your forehead. So those people who reason and give their intellect and make decisions for Christ will not receive the mark of the beast, but those who make decisions in their mind for the beast receive the mark of the beast, whatever that is now, in their foreheads because they've given their mind to the beast.
Okay, John, then give me a verse for that.
I can do that. I want to draw your attention to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and see if you can pick up what's going on here. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, the Bible says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might, and these words which I command you this day shall be in your where? In your, do you know this verse?
In your heart.
Heart. Now, verse 7 says, "And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you will talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. They shall be as frontlets between thine eyes." Between your eyes is your what?
That's your forehead.
You could technically say it's the bridge of your nose, but we know the Bible's talking about the forehead. So he's talking about the forehead, really representing the heart. And what is that? When the Bible talks about the heart, it's talking, mm-hmm, about the mind, mm-hmm, very, very clearly.
Your whole character, your personality, who you are, what you believe and think.
You got it. And over here in Revelation, you've got people who believe, think, and their character is given to the beast. Therefore, they receive that thing in their mind.
Well, that's interesting because if you read down a few verses in Revelation 13, go to chapter 14, it talks about another group of people who have something written in their foreheads.
Yeah,
and these are not followers of the beast. These are what you pointed out earlier. They're followers of the Lamb.
So you've got one group of people who are following the beast, receiving the mark of the beast. I want you to read something from Revelation 14, Gary, if you would, that paints this picture for us.
Okay, verse 1 there. "I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads."
In distinction to those who have the mark of the beast in the forehead, here is a group who has God's name written in their foreheads.
So I guess the common wisdom then, John, would be you'd have everybody in the world would have either 666 written in their foreheads,
right,
or they'd have Yahweh or Jehovah or God Almighty.
One or the other.
So these tattoo parlors are going to do a thriving business during the time of the end, aren't they?
If you believe the current
vibe on Bible prophecy, then the business, you ought to be buying shares in tattoo parlors because they're going to be open 24/7, either giving you sixes or God's name. Clearly, I think there must be very few people who would really believe God's name is going to be stenciled on your forehead. This is dealing with something else, isn't it? One's mind given to God, and God's name we find in the Bible is synonymous with his character.
That's right, John. You know, in fact, as I look at this, we're looking right here at Revelation 14, verse 1.
Right.
It says that God's people have the seal of God in their foreheads, which is identified here as the name of God written in their forehead. And that's in contrast to the mark of the beast written in the foreheads of the devil's people.
Absolutely.
So God, the question becomes, would God actually literally write his name in their foreheads? Well, that's contrary to what God ordered his people in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28. Says God commands that they should not do tattoos or marks on the body. So obviously God wouldn't be tattooing his name in the head of his people.
Not in a literal sense. You've got it in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 4. It says, they shall see his face and his name shall be in their foreheads. God's seal, God's name. As a matter of fact, the new covenant contains this thing where God says he will put his laws in their, where? In their minds. Mm. Right in the mind, right in the forehead. Mm. No question about it.
Let me ask you a question. As I'm reading this text, there's, you know, sometimes the small words that seem the most insignificant are really the most significant.
That's true.
So let me ask you about this little word. And you see it here in Revelation 13, verse 16. It says, they will receive a mark in, I-N,
right,
their right hand or in their foreheads. So is there a difference between in their foreheads versus on their foreheads?
There absolutely is. And you've got it in Revelation 14 and verse 9. If any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the thinking person is going to see that and realize, well, clearly God is not referring to something being written right on the outside of your head. It's not like the devil has a branding iron and he's waiting to catch people and you know how they do with steers and so forth on these big ranches. He's not going to tie folks up or restrain them and sear them with the branding iron with the sixes. The Bible says this mark is to be put in the forehead, and we bring this all the way back to the question of what does in the forehead mean? It's referring to the seat of the will, the intellect, the decision-making process. It's the mind. With God, the issues aren't skin deep. Hmm. They go all the way to the heart.
Well, what I hear and take from our discussion here in the last few minutes is that we can't believe everything we hear preached on the mark of the beast, because when you look at it, in the Bible, it's quite different than what you see on the movie screen.
It really is. And if people would take the time to stop, think, read, pray for themselves, you don't have to be a scholar or read too deeply to figure out the right from the wrong in this issue. And next time we're here, Gary, we'll get back to the key issue on the subject of the mark of the beast. Thanks for being with us today, friend. We'll see you next time. If you'd like more information on what we've been studying today, we have a comprehensive Bible study guide we'd love to share with you that's absolutely free. This study includes many of the texts we've just discussed and expands on the subject, including information you'll want to know. To receive this free informative Bible study guide, simply call, write, or email and ask for
BT128, The Beast. Who will worship it?
The toll-free number is 866-BIBLE-SAYS. That's 866-242-5372. You can write to us at Bible Talk, P.O. Box 1058, Roseville, California 95678, or email us at BibleTalk@LifeTalk.net. Bible Talk has been produced in association with Amazing Facts in the studios of Life Talk Radio.